From the Bro Radio newsroom, I'm Austin Sparks. A woman from Llanelli who was hospitalised after tripping on a pothole has warned other road users across Wales. 41-year-old Sharon Williams was injured by a hidden pothole while walking home, with several covered up by puddles. The Welsh Government have fixed over 11,000 potholes across the country from last April to this January, but nearly half of Welsh councils are rejecting compensation claims for pothole damage. Grassroots football are proposing summer fixtures after winter weather postponed nearly 22,000 games in the last 4 years. Football Association of Wales will pilot a season running from March to November instead of September to May. The South Wales Women and Girls League has won 4 areas to trial the FAW's summer season plan. Residents in Barry have expressed worries over plans for a new care home. The proposal of a care home in Colcott Road were announced earlier this month and are pending approval from the Vale Council. However, locals believe the addition of a new building would risk further congestion and that the area is not safe enough for people with dementia. A man from Sully has been accused of selling fake football merchandise. Cardiff Magistrates Court heard that Michael Robert Thorne faced 51 allegations of selling fakes of clubs such as Manchester United since May 2023. The defendant will appear in court again next month. A shoplifter in Barry has been banned from several stores across the town and Penarth. 30-year-old Victoria Taylor was recently jailed for 3 offences of shoplifting, stealing over £200 across 3 days. Cardiff Magistrates Court heard that Taylor had a reputation for regularly targeting shops in the Vale, costing several stores financial losses. In sport, Wales international Kiefer Moore is set to miss the World Cup playoff fixtures after sustaining a hamstring injury. Head coach Craig Bellamy will be without the Wrexham striker for their playoff semi-final against Bosnia and Herzegovina and a potential final against Italy or Northern Ireland.
Just This is Bro Radio, the Vale's local radio station, and it's your Monday night sports show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And what have I got to talk to you about on today's show? Well, we're going to be bringing you all the action from around the Vale with your football teams. We're going to see how the Cardiff Devils have been getting on in the Elite Hockey League. We've also got some news to bring you about Barrytown United. And finally, yes, finally, I'm going to get to talk about a Wales Six Nations victory here at Bro Radio.
Night.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Pro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And we're going to start with football. And unfortunately, Barry Town United's men slipped up to an away loss at Colwyn Bay, losing 3-1. Louis Robles got a late goal in the first half, and two Aaron Edwards goals in the second had the home team in a commanding lead. Mikey George with a goal for Barry did give the away supporters some hope, but with a little under 10 minutes left, Enan Patton saw red. And that result leaves Barry 6th in their table, but they're only 1 point behind third place. Barry return to Jenner Park on Saturday, where they take on Carnarvon as the season reaches its climax. And on Sunday, Barry beat Pontypridd 1-0 in the Adram Premier. It was Becca Thomas with the only goal in the first half, and Barry now sit 3 points behind Britton Ferry in the Adram Premier plate. And on Sunday they take on the same opponents, Pontypridd United, at Jenner Park. And moving to the Cymru South, Llantwit Major were at home to Ammanford, and they went down 3-2, and it was two early Daniel John goals set the pace for the away side. Connor Goldsworthy responding early in the second half, and a Jack Bevan penalty saw the side draw level, but Daniel John's 85th minute goal was his and Ammanford's third. And that result leaves Llantwit Major 7th in the league. And on Friday, they're away to Avonlido. But Kyrenidi, they beat Baglan Dragons 5-0 on Saturday. Oliver Redhead and Charlie Lewis penalty in the first half. And second half goals, two of them from Howell Davis and a Luke Gillett, saw Kyrenidi win 5-0. Jonathan Davis did see red for the home team. But Kyrenidi are pushing for promotion in the Cymru South, and they're currently sitting in third. And on Saturday, they have a trip to Cymru Celtic. And Ely Rangers, they won 3-1 to Arbor Valley. Callum Flynn with the first goal, but there was a quick response by Jacob James. Ricky Sampson and another Callum Flynn goal secured all 3 points. Charlie Weston was sent off for as well there. And that result leaves Ely Rangers 10th. And next, their game is against Pontyclun, but they don't play for another 2 weeks. So they've got a bit of time off there. And Dinas Powers, they beat Penrith Harbour 2-1. Gareth Emmanuel scored first, Joshua Evans with the second half equaliser, before Jack Preston with a winner deep in added time. And that result leaves Dinas Powers currently sitting second in their league, and next Saturday they are away to Tonpentra. And Cardiff Airport, they unfortunately they lost 2-1 away to Pontydawy. Theo Richards early goal cancelled out by Steve Berry and Joshua Dowd with the winner. And Cardiff Airport, they're sitting 8th in their league, and on Saturday they take on Treherbert Boys and Girls FC. So that's you up to date with your Vale football teams. But up next here at Bro Radio, we're going to have a look at how the Cardiff Devils have been getting on in the Elite Hockey League.
Bro Radio.
Are you a small business owner or an entrepreneur? TL Systems are specialists in supporting sole traders and small businesses with their IT and telephone needs. We'll supply your internet, phone, office, security and web hosting, and then back it all up so your data is safe. Our rates are very affordable for you as a small business owner. We can supply everything and give you peace of mind with a maintenance contract from as little as £30 per month. TL Systems. Call us for a chat on 01446 747 702. Pop into our shop at the bottom of Halton Road, Barry, or visit tlsystems.co.uk.
Park Funerals are your local independent funeral directors, having served the community for over 12 years. We put your family's needs first, providing the dignified departure that your loved one deserves. We will keep and care for them at our premises in Barry until they are laid to rest, while caring for you too, keeping our costs fair and offering direct cremations and pre-need funeral plans to help give you peace of mind. To find out more, visit our website parkfunerals.co.uk or call us on 01446 421212 and our caring team will help you.
The teams at Penarth Athletic Club would like to thank the community for their support following a devastating fire at the clubhouse last year. As they work to rebuild, you can follow Penarth RFC or visit penarthathleticclub.co.uk for updates, fixtures and news. You can also support the club's rebuild plans by searching for Penarth Athletic Club on Crowdfunder.
Do you fancy being on the radio but unsure where to start?
Visit broradio.fm/academy and you could be heard across the Vale of Glamorgan.
Do you know what's worth fighting for when it's not worth dying for? Does it take your breath away and you feel yourself suffocating? Does the pain weigh out the pride and you look for a place to hide? Did someone break your heart inside? You're in ruins.
Twenty-one guns.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And we're going to have a quick look in the Elite Hockey League to see how the Cardiff Devils have been getting on. And they had two matches this week, one on Friday and one on Sunday. So on Friday they were taking on Glasgow Clan. And unfortunately it was a 5-3 defeat there for the Devils there. And that's really put a big dent in their title challenge there. But Joey Martin scored twice for the Devils, including the first goal of the night, with Stephen McLean also on target for the Welsh side. But despite falling behind, Clan took control of the contest thanks to goals from Brady Risk, Chris McKay and Felix Parr and Tristan Langdon before Mick Messner sealed the game. So that defeat wasn't great for the Devils. And then on Sunday they were taking on a just as tough match against the Nottingham Panthers, but it was a return to winning ways as they absolutely trounced the Panthers 7-2. And there were Brendan Harris and Rossimer pulled two goals back for the Panthers after two Joey Martin goals and a Ben Davis goal. But the Devils took control in the second period with a Josh McDonald, Riley Brandt and Cole Sanford all finding the back of the net. Christoph Kontos added a seventh goal to seal a much needed victory for the Devils. So what's that done to the Elite Hockey League? So the Belfast Giants, they are currently sitting top of the league. They've played 46 games and they're on 74 points. Now, Nottingham Panthers, Sheffield Steelers and the Cardiff Devils are the next three teams. They've all played 47 games, with Nottingham Panthers on 66 points, the Sheffield Steelers on 64 and your Cardiff Devils are on 63 points. So there's only 3 points between fourth and second, and there's only 9 points between fourth and first. Beyond that, Manchester Storm are in fifth. They've played one game less than the three teams above them, but they're on 55 points, so they're 8 points behind that. And then the teams below that have played the same or if not more games than the Devils. But it's going to be an important weekend for Cardiff. So on Saturday and Sunday, they're playing the same opponent. They're taking on the Dundee Stars, both at home. But Dundee, they're currently sitting ninth in the table there, and they've only got 27 points. So we'd be hoping here for two victories for the Devils, and these would be key victories as it's really hotting up in the Elite Hockey League standings. I do think the top four will be the top four. Again, still not sure what order. I think the Belfast Giants are just starting to gap the other two teams, so it could be a bit of a battle for best of the rest between the Panthers, the Steelers and the Devils. And I think Manchester Storm are probably going to be the top of the chasing pack after that. It is quite close with Manchester, Guildford Flames and Coventry Blaze. And unfortunately for Dundee Stars and the Fife Flies, they seem to be a little bit adrift at the bottom of the Elite Hockey League standings. But as we know with ice hockey, anything can happen and it can all change really quickly. So it's exciting, but let's just hope for two good victories there for the Devils this weekend coming up. But upon Bro Radio, now we're going to have one of our local music tracks, and that is Liar Liar by Lewis Nags.
I said that I would always love you. I said that I'd be here just holding on. You're all I ever needed, I was wrong. Yeah. I opened up the gates, then closed them. You had me in your grip, slipped through them. I only wanted more and more and more. Wait, liar, liar in your headspace. Wait, there's a liar in your head. Wait, liar, liar, get your head straight. Yeah.
space. There's a liar in your head. Wait, liar, liar, get your head straight.
And that was our local music track there, Liar Liar by Lewis Nags, here at Bro Radio, where it's your Monday night sports show. And we're going to be moving on to rugby. Now we're going to have a look back at Super Saturday, the final game of the men's Six Nations. And it was a really good weekend there. There were three really good matches. They started with the Irish game, Ireland playing Scotland. Then we had the middle game, Wales against Italy, before France and England for dessert in this Super Saturday. And it was a fantastic game for Wales. I mean, it was really good. It was nice to see. You could see there was this had been coming for a couple of games, I think, the Scottish game and the Irish game. I definitely thought that there were signs that this would happen here, and Wales did get that first Six Nations victory in what seems like such a long time. At half time they were 21-0 up, and they ended up seeing up the game 31-17. It was a little bit concerning the way they let Italy back into the game just a little bit, but they had a commanding lead there, and enough points on there. And it was two Aaron Wainwright tries, where Dowie Lake and Dan Edwards, and Dan Edwards converted all four of them tries, and he also had a drop goal, and it was nice. It was a bonus point victory as well, so that's always even better on there. So I think hopefully this is where everything starts turning a bit of a corner there for Wales. Yes, we did finish sixth. Yes, we did end up with the wooden spoon, but I don't think we were massively that bad. In fact, we knew we're in a rebuilding stage at the moment, and we knew it was going to be a tough Six Nations for us, but we only finished 2 points behind England, and Italy were fourth, and I think that's the highest they've been since they've entered the Six Nations. And it was really exciting because there was three teams that could have won it going into the final week as well. And Ireland put themselves in prime position after they beat Scotland, and they were. It was a devastating. It was the last kick of the game where France took the points to beat England, and that meant that France took the Six Nations. So I think the Irish supporters would actually support cheering England on in the last game there, which is something you don't normally hear there. If you remember last week, I was hoping for the miracle of the 100 points or so. A swing, which would have meant England would have come bottom of the Six Nations if they didn't get a single bonus point, but they got two bonus points. They got one for coming within 7 points of France, and they got one for scoring four tries, so that's why they were on 8 points, because without that we'd have been level on points with them on there. So then the question is, was it a good Six Nations? Was it a bad Six Nations? And are you looking forward to the future for the Wales team? If we have a little revisit of it, it didn't start off great. And then it didn't get much better. So playing France and England, both first up, and we took on England at Twickenham as well. That's sort of a really tough place to go, but France early rounds as well, that was really tough. But then I think Scotland, we definitely would in with a chance against Scotland, and there will be people that point to potentially contentious decisions there. We were definitely in the game against Ireland, and again, there was it not a try? Who knows? We can't change things now. But the performances had been showing, and then the performance against Italy, and Italy are a decent side now. So they're ones to watch, and I think they've gone through 20 plus years of hurt to get them to the stage they are now, where they're competitive now. They're in a lot of matches as well. So I think for me, on the whole, I think it's been very positive. We finally got the win on the board, which is brilliant. We actually ended up with apart from the points for and points against, we actually ended up with the same number of wins as England as well there. So we both won one and lost four. So if we're looking for things to push a bit positive, then we need to sort of look at that. And we've got a very young team there. I still think there's more to give in that team, and I think that they're definitely a team on the up. But that kind of concludes the men's Six Nations. I think Wales were just getting into their stride as well. I think if they were played their games in a slightly different order, I think we might have seen sort of some different results there. But never fear, if you're thinking, oh no, the Six Nations is over, apart from supporting your local rugby teams around the Vale as well, certainly with Barry and Penarth both in East Division 1 East Central, and they're sort of, it's a very tight league, that one. So I would say go along and watch support some of your Vale teams as well. The Women's Six Nations is just over the horizon as well, and that starts on the 11th of April, so that's 3 weeks. That's just under a month's time, where we get the excitement of a Six Nations all over again, and that one is should be a lot more competitive. France and England are obviously in the women's rugby union sort of world. France and England are the two to beat, but Wales, Scotland, Ireland, and Italy, they always have good matches against each other. Wales do take on Scotland first, and that's at home as well, so that's going to be interesting. Really interested to see how that pays out, because the women's team have been going from strength to strength. But up next on Bro Radio, we've got some interesting news that's come out from Barrytown.
Bro Radio.
Oh, bruv, why are the streets filled? You are? People are taking over the supermarkets.
Penarth Operatic and Dramatic Society proudly present the hilarious comedy Low Pay, Don't Pay.
It's a cost of living crisis, mate. Unbelievable.
A farce of politics, power and pratfalls.
I'm telling you, mate, let's show these bosses who has the real power.
Running from the 18th of March to the 21st at the Paget Rooms Penarth, tickets can be found at ticketsource.co.uk/pods.
That was top. Thanks, Brad.
You're very welcome.
Warm spaces, welcoming places. Across the Vale of Glamorgan, there is a network of warm spaces where everyone is welcome to spend some time. Warm spaces are free community places where you can stay warm, enjoy some company, and make use of the facilities available. These vary but can include a hot drink or free Wi-Fi. Don't be left out in the cold this winter. Find your nearest warm space via our online map at valeofglamorgan.gov.uk. Just search Warm Spaces.
Nominations for Bro Radio's Community Awards with Victoria Park Mazda are open now. Categories include
Entrepreneur of the Year, sponsored by Rosedew Farm. The Charity Award, sponsored by Enide Accountancy. The Brian Foley Award, in partnership with Barry Town Council.
Nominate an individual, business or group via broradio.fm/awards. Bro Radio's Community Awards with Victoria Park Mazda, the home of new and used Mazda vehicles on Hadfield Road, Cardiff.
Just like the water we
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Pro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And the news coming out of Barrytown United is that former club captain, Kay McLagan, he's returned to the club as the new head of the academy. But during his 8 years at Jenner Park, McLagan captained the side and become a key leader both on and off the pitch, earning the respect of teammates, staff and supporters alike. And following a successful playing career across professional and semi-professional game, McLagan built a strong reputation within youth development. He brings an elite academy experience to the role, having worked within professional English Football League academy environments, where he was involved in development of young players and high performance pathways. But as head of the academy, McLagan will lead Barrytown United's youth development programme, overseeing the club's pathway from academy to senior football. His role will focus on developing young players, mentoring coaches and strengthening the connection between the club's grassroots section, the academy and the wider ecosystem in the Vale. But speaking about his appointment, McLagan said that I'm incredibly proud to be returning to Barrytown United in this role. It's my hometown club and it's always meant a lot to me. From my time here as a supporter, player and captain, I know what it feels to put that Barrytown shirt on, and I'm excited about the opportunity to now help develop the next generation of players to wear it. There's a real opportunity to build a strong pathway for young footballers in Barry and the wider area, and I'm looking forward to getting started. So that's really good news coming out there from Barrytown United. The Kay McLagan is back, and he's in, and he is where I, you know, I was used to go down when I was going down watching it back when they were making their way back up through the leagues there. Sort of Kane was the captain, and you could see his leadership and his presence on the pitch, and I'm sure he will he'll do fantastic in that role there. And we look forward to seeing the academy prospects making it into the first team at Barrytown United. Up next, here at Pro Radio, keep a listening because I'm going to tell you all about the Community Awards and how you can get in touch by nominating your sports teams that you think deserve a Pro Radio Community Award.
Shout.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And the Bro Radio Community Awards are around again this year, and the Sports Club of the Year category is open there for people to nominate. So this category, this is sponsored by Cardio Core Fitness, and the Sports Club of the Year recognises a sports club that's making a difference in our community. Whilst it recognises awards and trophies and milestones, this category also focuses on the wider impact of sports club has on the community, whether that be through improving access, increasing provision, well-being and mental health projects, or physical activities, along with new ways of working to increase revenue and participation. And there are some tips on here about how to make a good nomination. So if you're looking at where to nominate, then what you need to do is go to broradio.fm, the website, and then you can click on the Bro Radio Community Awards, and there's all the categories in there, and you just click on the Sports Club of the Year and you can make your nomination in there. What I would recommend is having a look at the top tips for the nomination as well, because that also gives you some pointers of what a good nomination looks like, because you've got some fantastic sports clubs here around the Vale. We want to get the best information that you can about them out on ready for the nominations there. So that's really exciting. I really look forward to seeing who gets the Sports Club of the Year award here with the Bro Radio Community Awards. But up next on Bro Radio, we've got Patrick with the evening show.
I swear by the moon and the stars in the skies, and I swear, like the shadow that's by your side. I see the questions in your eyes. I know what's weighing on your mind. You can be sure I know my part, 'cause I stand beside you through the years. You'll only cry those happy tears. And though I make mistakes, I'll never break your heart. And I swear, by the moon and the stars in the skies, I'll be there. I swear, like the shadow that's by your side, I'll be there. For better or worse, till death do us part, I'll love you with your dreams with these two hands. We'll hang some memories on the walls. And when just the two of us are there, you won't have to ask if I still care. 'Cause as the time turns the page, my love won't end.
Euro Radio.
For quality car parts at low prices, head to LMF Motorfactors on Main Street, Barry. Whatever parts you need, brake pads and batteries, to oil and accessories, our experienced team will find what you need. LMF Motorfactors is an independent company that values the business of our local community, and we're determined to keep the Vale on the road for less. LMF Motorfactors, visit us today on Main Street, Barry. Why go anywhere else?
At Case Cafe in Barry, you'll always find great coffee and good discussion. Our own blend coffee really hits the spot. And we now serve hearty breakfasts for the early risers and a tasty kids menu. Case Cafe has links with Case UK, who offer support for mental and physical health. And we're here, just in case. Pop in for a coffee or a catch-up. We're in the YMCA on Court Road, with free on-site parking, and we're open 9 till 6 weekdays and 9 till 3 on Saturdays. See casecafe.co.uk or find us on Just Eat.
Miss school? Miss out. Even a few days off school can mean children fall behind. But missing out on school doesn't just mean missing out on learning. It means missing out on opportunities, friendship and fun. If your kids are missing out on school for whatever reason, or if you're struggling to send them in the first place, support is available. Just see valeofglamorgan.gov.uk/missschoolmissout. Attend school for a brighter future. Don't miss out.
On FM,
DAB,
smart speaker,
and the Bro Radio app.
This is Bro Radio.